Walk into a big sporting goods store and you'll likely be impressed by the range of tools available to hunters. Some of them don't even go bang. Not all hunters use guns to bring down animals. Archery is still hanging in there as a hunting method, thousands and thousands of years after somebody first figured out how to rig up a bow and arrow. A business in Coos County on the Oregon coast takes archery tradition a step further, making arrows out of only local wood. That's Rose City Archery in Myrtle Point. Jerry Deshaun is the owner and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Good to have you here today.
Sure, pleasure to be here.
First, the name. I mean, Rose City Archery would seem to imply Portland. Was it in Portland at some point?
I'm sorry. Oh, yes, it was. That's where it was originated in 1932 by two brothers. And they made bows, archery bows. And the wood they used came from Powers, Oregon, a wood called yew wood. And so, you know, just the cost of transportation, logistics, and so on, they decided to move down here. And they moved about 20 miles from where we are now.
All right. So you're in Myrtle Point at this time in Coos County?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at what point did you enter the company, Jerry?
25 years ago, 1993.
And what were the circumstances?
Well, I was actually writing stories for magazines, and I decided to write a story on Rose City Archery. Came down and met the owner, and ended up becoming friendly with him, and made a couple trips back and forth. And one day I asked him if he'd ever be interested in selling it, and he asked me if I would be interested in buying it. It went on from there, and so I ended up buying it.
So, and I want to point out that you're actually a, kind of an urban boy, it sounds like, from Los Angeles, but you were a hunter there anyway?
Yes. My family lived out in the mountains, and my in-laws and my grandma and grandpa, they had a ranch out in the mountains. And we'd go there and go hunting and fishing practically every weekend. So just ended up an attrition, really. And then I started, I got a little bow for a birthday and just progressed on from there.
So how long have you been bow hunting then? I mean, you started young. Yeah.
Oh, I hate to put a number on it, but probably 65, 70 years.
Wow, that's a long time. So talk about the transition then. I mean, going from a user of arrows to a maker of arrows.
Well, it was quite a deal. I come down to write the story on it, and I found out, when you look at an arrow, you think that there's really not that much to make in it. But, to take it from a log, a tree, to an arrow is a pretty extensive process and takes about 42 steps to get it into an arrow. And then, and then if you're going to paint it and put feathers on it, you just keep going on, And it was just interesting to me, something different to do. I was an engineer and a building contractor and other stuff like that, as well as a writer, and just decided I'd like to do that.
And was there something in particular that appealed to you about Rose City Archery and either its methods or its ethic or something?
Well, Rose City was the only game in town. All the rest of the archery arrow makers were out of business. There used to be 17 companies in this county that made arrow shafts. And they made about between 20 and 25 million a year out of the county here, out of Port Orford Cedar. And they were all gone except for Rose City Archery. And that was to continue the, tradition was very appealing to me. So,
well, that's amazing. So 17 makers at one time down to one, and that's you.
Yeah, we're the only ones in the world.
Was there any concern then about being the last company to make buggy whips or something like that?
No, that's just it. Just the arrow shafts. And I also made canoes. And, some other items, but arrows and canoes. I also made bows, archery bows. Mm-hmm. So So, but a lot, most of it's been in the last 30 or 40 years has been related to archery.
Jerry Deshaun is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the owner of Rose City Archery based in Myrtle Point, the last of all the arrow makers in Coos County. Still making them out of Port Orford Cedar. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So what is it that makes Port Orford Cedar so good for arrows?
It's what the grain, you know, it's very straight grain material. Very strong, and is also very flexible, which they call the modules of elasticity, which is when you shoot an arrow, it flexes when it comes out of the bow, and then it has to come back to being straight and stay on the line that you intended it to go on when you let, you know, release the string. And it's the only one that does that of all the woods that have been tested in the world that I know of.
So it actually comes back to its original shape and then does what you asked it to do. How abundant is Port Orford cedar in that area around you?
Oh, well, it's the only place in the world that it grows. What happened is a tree called the Hinoki tree from Japan, the seeds washed up into the Coquille Valley hundreds of thousands of years ago. And the climate, soil conditions and so on were exactly the same where it came from. And it just took off and proliferated the area. And from Coquille or Myrtle Point, 50 miles in any directions, there's quite a bit of it. But you get beyond that, there's none. It's the only place in the world that grows.
And so there's some ethic that comes with this, too, apparently, for Rose City Archery. You apparently don't go and cut down a lot of new trees for the arrows, rather?
No, we use nothing but what we call dead and down trees that have, you know, died maybe 500 years ago. The bugs don't attack Port Orford cedar because it's got what they call the natural pyrethrins in the wood, which keep bugs and critters from chewing the bark up in the tree, and it lays and it matures and is cured by Mother Nature, is the way I like to put it. And we'll get it that's been, like I said, dead for 500 years laying on the ground.
It sounds like through that process it's actually better if it's been lying there for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
That's amazing. So how many arrows do you get out of a tree trunk?
Well, that depends on the tree trunk, but let's say on a cord of wood, we will get about 4,500 arrow shafts.
Okay, so that's
in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a little flaw in the bigger shaft, we are able to turn it down into a smaller diameter shaft and still make it a usable product.
So for somebody who's doing archery for hunting, I mean, how many different size arrows are they generally going to have in their quiver?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm trying to figure out how many different size arrows a hunter might have in their quiver if they're out bow hunting.
Oh, well, there's, for your repertoire of arrows, you could have different diameters. They come in actually three different diameters, which is 5/16 of an inch, 11/32, and 23/64. It depends on how strong of a bow you're pulling. You know, bows are rated by, as you pull the string back, how many pounds are built up before you release that arrow. And you have to have an arrow that's matched to that poundage. So it could be any one of usually a couple different sizes.
Jerry Deshaun is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the owner of Rose City Archery, making arrows out of Port Orford cedar at Myrtle Point in Coos County by the Oregon coast. So is there any issue in trying to scrounge up enough material to make arrows? I mean, you talked about only using dead or downed Port Orford cedar.
Yeah. Well, we get the wood from private contractors, loggers, because Port Orford cedar is not used as a building material because it doesn't have the strength. So it's used for decking and maybe window casings and stairs and things like that. So it's not an item that when the loggers will log an area, they'll get some cedar, but they don't have any market for it. So they'll come to us, and if it's of a high enough quality, then we'll buy it from them and turn it into arrow shafts.
Is that sustainability something that appeals to your customers, the fact that you don't go cutting down living trees to make the arrows?
Well, we believe so, yes. We hear comments all the time that, you know, we're not taking down living trees in the forest. We're kind of cleaning up the forest.
And where are your customers, Jerry? I understand you have a number that are overseas.
You pick a spot in the world. We sell them to China, Japan, all over Asia, all over Africa. We probably sell 600,000 a year to Europe, actually more to Europe than we do in the U.S. You know, we're probably around 300,000-400,000 in the U.S. And then just anywhere in the world.
Wow. So it still appeals. It's still hanging in there. Traditional archery is still a thing for a lot of people, it sounds like.
I'm sorry. We just have a really bad connection.
Right. Traditional archery is still a thing. People still want to do this, obviously.
Oh, yeah. There's about the last numbers I heard was about 3 million archers in the United States, about 6 million worldwide.
And shafts are not the only product. You have some other stuff that's not quite archery related. Is that right?
Well, we make, took a look at the fact that, wood isn't attacked by any bugs and started getting more and more into that and started working on ways to get the oil out of it. So through a steam distillation process, we take the oil out of it and we make insect repellents, dog shampoo, and horse products, and just all kinds of stuff for animals and for humans.
And if people want to look for this stuff, what are the brand names by which your products are sold?
Well, Rose City Archery, obviously, and then pretty much everything is under Rose City Archery.
Okay, Rose City. Some of the
dog products are called POCO, P-O-C-O, which stands for Port Orford Cedar Oil, or the insect repellent, which has a couple of names. And one of them is Bug Off, and the other one is just Port Orford Bug Repellent.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing well and finding new ways to branch out over time, if you pardon the expression. Jerry Deshaun is the owner of Rose City Archery and coming back to work fairly soon after a bit of medical time off. Thanks so much for joining us today to tell us about the history of the company and what you're up to these days.
Yeah, sure. Any questions anybody has, I'd be glad to attempt to answer them.
Okay, take care, Jerry.